You look at this incredibly beautiful fish, and you can see why people for years have wanted to get these beautiful fish, especially when they're little, and put them in tanks until everything else in the fish tank starts disappearing into the stomach of the lionfish.
And it gets bigger and bigger.
It gets bigger. They can grow up to 18 inches. And as the people who try to deal with these fish say, anything that the lionfish can get its mouth around, it will swallow whole. Well, what has happened is it's native to the Indo-Pacific Ocean region, and that can extend from Western Australia and Malaysia all the way to French Polynesia, the Pitcairn Islands, Southern Japan, Southern Korea. It's a huge area where the lionfish is supposed to be on this planet. But in the late 1980s, the lionfish began invading southern Florida and up the East Coast because people who bought these pretty little lionfish...
Oh, they're gorgeous with the spikes and everything, right?
Oh, they're breathtaking to look at. Yeah. Well, they would start to grow. They would eat everything else in the tank, and so people would go and throw them, usually back into the ocean. And by the end of the 1990s, lionfish invaders were rapidly increasing in population, and they had spread to the Bahamas by 2004. And last year, now we're up to 2009, the lionfish has become the number one invasion concern for marine and environmental groups that are trying to protect corals and the crustaceans and dozens of other valuable marine fish from these voracious lionfish that are beginning to take over. In fact, scientists have found an entire small octopus inside one of these fish. And part of the problem, as they see it now, is that whatever keeps the lionfish in check in its native Indo-Pacific ocean ranges is apparently not present in southern Florida, Bermuda, and Bahama waters. And this lionfish is out of control. Marine scientists also realize that the eggs and the larvae of the lionfish are distributed right on the currents that tend to run north along the east coast of the United States, right along the Gulf Stream current. And now, those lionfish that have become established in the Caribbean are circling back to South Florida waters and up the coast and eating everything that they can swallow. And today, millions of lionfish are thriving in the Atlantic. And since there is no natural predator, lionfish are reproducing at what scientists report is the rate, get this, of 30,000 eggs every 4 to 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the venom of the lionfish is delivered on those beautiful, sort of needle-like spine dorsal fins that make it look so incredible in photographs. They can have 18 of those, all filled with a really venomous sting. And it can be horribly painful to humans, and it can cause nausea and breathing difficulties, but it's rarely fatal. And while those spines contain that painful venom, the white flesh is, by people who have eaten it and I've talked to, they say it's delicious and very safe to eat. And that is why Ladd Aitken, director of special projects for what is called the Reef Environmental Education Foundation, also known as Reef, in Key Largo, Florida, is trying to organize lionfish catching derbies everywhere to teach people how to grab these invaders with puncture-proof gloves and cook them up for dinner. In fact, the slogan now in Bermuda is, quote, eat them to beat them, and that they've got those on signs everywhere.